exercise change?
A personable, effervescent person like Sarah Olmos brought one of the most bubbly person people you ever meet. People go, she's, and I could tell you a story about her. Like, she has got this really outgoing personality, and she's giggly and laughs, and she swears like a bloody trooper, and she's fantastic, you know. And she came up to me in November in 2007, and she said to me, she rang me up one day. She said, "Jody, I want you to coach me." And I'm going, "Oh, look, Sarah, you know, you've already got your dad coaching you." And she goes, "Mate, I've been doing it the last fucking 8 years, and I keep on getting the same result. I keep getting fourth. My times aren't getting any better." And she said, "I want to go to the Olympic Games in Athens." So it was 2003. I'm going to the Games in Athens, and that is going to be my last race. I want to commit you, my life, for a year. And whatever you say goes. I'm going, I said, "Look, I'll talk to some people about it and see how it goes." Because I said, "I've heard this all before from you, you know." So we went through the whole process. She said, "What's the fastest time?" And she gave me some times, and she's really slack, never done any testing. And we go through this whole process. "Righto, what's your best time?" And she's such and such. I said, "Do you know, to break the world record in its most basic form, how easy it is?" And she goes, "Well, how easy is it then? You know, I've been trying to break it for ages." I said, "It's one revolution per minute. And the gear that you're on, if you go one revolution per minute, adds an extra so many metres, an extra metre travelling at 53 kilometres an hour, that means you're going to break the world record by 0.2 seconds. And she goes, "I didn't think about it like that." Because they've gone through this whole mindset of just not being able to look outside the square. Well, anyway, we go through this whole process and we get to the world championships, and Brendan, her partner, made a stuff up at New Zealand at a championship and put the wrong sprocket on the back, and she rode this massive gear and she broke the track record by 13 seconds. We're going, "That is bloody unbelievable, you know." So anyway, we took her to this world championship, and she went out in the heat, and she's usually blah, 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 and she broke the world record in the heat, and she came up against this girl, Katie McTeer, who actually is Greg Henderson's wife now. And Sarah comes down to the track, and she's, you know, I said, "How you going, Sarah?" "Yeah, I'm bloody good, Jody. You know, I'm on fire." I'm going, and I put my arms around her and I said, "Now tell me how you feeling, mate." She goes, "I'm fucking shitting myself, mate. I don't even think I can ride. I feel nauseous. I feel just absolute shitbox." She said, "I think I might just flag it. I'm not going to ride the final." Yeah. And I go, "You know what we did this morning? And you know what we did at the last week? And you know what we did the week before that? You're just going to do that. You're going to prepare like it's just another buddy bike race. You warm up. We've got your fluids there. You're going to do your stretching at this time. You're riding at about 8:50, so we work back an hour and a half, so you've got all these things to do along the way." And then she just went through the process. "I've got to do this at this time." And that's what we do. We just time manage. This at this time. This at this time. This at this time. It's ready to go. And she didn't even, she'd forgotten all about racing the world title. Because she's had her head about, "I've got to do stretching. I've got to listen to my cruisy music now. I've got to get my wind-up music going here." And it's this whole dynamic thing, isn't it? It's just like, they can achieve, they can get so obsessed and engrossed and fooled a bits mentally if they're just worried about that bang, whereas if you put these little components along the way, and that's these little wee goal things. And and for us, time management's everything. When we're preparing for a big event, like I've got my kids now at 14 learning time management, I'd say, "What time are you racing?" And we work out what time they will race, and then we work backwards, and we work back 20 or from the night when they go to bed, what time they're going to go to bed, and they'll relax, and there's nothing to worry about, and they're going to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning, and they do their ablutions, they're going to have to eat at a certain time, they're going to go and do, you know, an hour warm-up on the road, and they're going to come back, and it's just these little wee things, and if you've got these little wee things that they're following, they actually forget about shitting them pants about what the, you know, "Fuck, I've got to ride New Zealand Championship shortly." They've forgotten about what that thing there is. They're just going through all these things here, and all of a sudden, "Oh, shit, I'm ready to go."